As I said yesterday after the game, just missed so many opportunities in critical situations and at this time of the year against a division opponent. You know, those ultimately always come back to haunt you. And yesterday, that's really what the case was. Couldn't score in the goal line for a number of reasons. Couldn't keep the ball away from them when we got the ball back there with 4 minutes to go in the game. Couldn't stop them in two-minute defense. You know, they had a couple. We had a couple penalties that kept the drive alive, and ultimately couldn't stop them there on the fourth down or the touchdown play. Trouble in the red zone again. Three negative plays, sack, penalty, and then you know the run defense. Seven runs for 161 yards, 23-yard average, and then the rest of the game, 2.6-yard average on 26 carries. So wasn't all bad, but certainly on those plays was close to terrible. Again, if you don't make the plays in those critical situations this time of the year, you know you're going to be in close games, and ultimately those are the plays that determine the outcome most of the time.
Part of your, well, maybe all of your frustration based on the idea that you work from training camp on through the season and practice so much on situations, and you're talking about specific situations in which you failed almost entirely across the board. Does that make it worse that you put such an emphasis on those very kinds of things?
I think it's definitely something that we emphasize, definitely something that we've done. A lot of, and I think our team understands the importance of it. It's not that they aren't playing hard. It's not that they're not giving great effort. It's not that they're not trying to do everything we're asking them to do. And they're not entirely to blame for any of this either. I mean, this is a game where you got to coach well in those situations. You got to play well in those situations, and it's got to kind of marry together, you know. It's frustrating, but I think that tells you how important it is. So, we're not dead, and we're going to keep playing, and we got to get better at some of these things, certainly. And as long as we have the opportunity to practice and keep playing, then our focus will be on trying to improve in all these areas so that if we get into those situations again this weekend, that we can convert or hold them or stop them or not commit a penalty or whatever it may be, to lose those critical situations. Because sometimes you can play the rest of the game evenly or even win the rest of the game in some situations. But if you lose a few of these critical plays, that determines the game.
You know, your run defense on that one series, I think you had three carries where they got 88 yards and then four carries and they didn't get a yard.
That was kind of the symbolic of the game. Yeah. Like I said, seven carries accounted for 160 yards, and the rest of the game we gave up 2.5 yards a carry. So, but, I mean, you can break down statistics however much you want to. The bottom line is we gave up way too many big runs, obviously, to keep the field position that we had in our advantage at certain times. I think the drive you're referring to started at the 11. And to let them out, and to let them out that quickly, to let them go right down the field and end up at the 4 or 3 yard line in three plays, that's going to be hard to beat anybody playing like that. Not really. I understand that this is a different experience for all the rookies. I also think that, we have other players that play every position that those rookies play. There's other guys that take, a lot of snaps for them. So I'm not saying it's not a challenge for them mentally or physically to focus and to be able to maintain a certain level of play. But there's a lot of other things that go into winning, losing, good plays, bad plays. It's not just a one player type of thing. And, we all got to do better.
I think Sean has been maybe more effective early in games, especially was yesterday. Have you noticed a difference you notice him wearing down? Is he getting tired?
Again, I go back to say the run game is not about one player. There's a lot of things that have to go right in a running game. And if they go right, everybody's happy and we make a lot of yards. And if they don't, then we don't. So it's got to be a lot of things that go hand in hand and work well together. And if they do, then we'll be successful at that. And if we don't, then we'll have trouble.
On the big plays on the run defense, was there a common denominator in the big plays as far as was it your guys not being disciplined in their gaps, or was it not getting off the blocks? Or
we had, we did some things well most of the day in the run defense. On some of those big ones, a lot of them were the backside, you know, against a zone team, against a zone run team. You know, it's really critical that you play the front side well also, so that you don't just let the ball keep going outside to the sideline. But at the same time, when you force the ball inside, you've got to squeeze hard from the backside so that there's not a big cutback lane. And they had a few of those that were, you know, cutback runs, you know. Anytime you're playing a zone run scheme, you know, the ball can hit anywhere from, you know, to the sideline on the front side to, you know, all the way to the backside. I think McFadden's run right there that took it to the 3-yard line started right and went all the way back to the left. And, you know, they're just, we've all got to play that play well. The front side has to play it well, the inside's got to play it well, and the backside's got to play it well. That's the challenge when you're playing against a zone run team. And, you know, it's not okay to do it right 26 times and, you know, and not do it right those 7 other plays, because they can kill you. They
Josh,
can kill
the
you.
Evaluation of the passing game?
Well, I mean, they do some things. They do some things. Again, play a lot of man coverage, and our guys fought to try to get off some of the press and the jam. There's a lot of scrapping going on, and definitely got more production out of it in the second half. Got some things going. You know, Brandon made some plays there, and Stokely obviously made a critical play late in the game. You know, it's not easy to throw the ball on that team. Everybody would agree with that. I would agree in the league. Got really good corners and cover players, fast players covering you, and you got to try to create some separation. So we missed some opportunities, but I thought we took advantage of some things in the second half and created some openings for ourselves and got some things going. But, you know, throwing the ball ultimately to try to beat that team is – not necessarily the best formula, which is why we try to stay committed to the running game. It just never really produced enough for us.
Josh, in the last couple of weeks, players aren't entirely to blame. You're relatively new at being a head coach in the NFL. How much do you find yourself second guessing your own decisions the day after a game like that?
I think you always look at it and say, what could I have done different? You know, is there a different call I could have made? I mean, I think as a coordinator or a head coach, play caller, game planner, you always want to call the perfect play. You want to put your guys in the perfect situation every time. That's your hope and desire every time you put something on the board or put something on a game plan or call something into the huddle. And so, you know, if you feel like you could have done something different, then, you know, the next day is always that day where you look at it and say, if we'd only called this, maybe that would have worked. That's why I said it's so important for the plan and the execution of the plan to be married together. When you got a good plan and you got good execution, you usually have a good result. And if you have hits and misses during the course of the game in either phase, you know, whether it be the call or the execution, you have trouble.
Do you feel there is anything specifically from yesterday you should have done?
I'm not gonna go into a play-by-play thing. I think we had plenty of opportunities, as I just mentioned. We had plenty of opportunities to win the game. They played better than we did in those situations. That's just the bottom line. And coached better. So we got to do better than that.
In the last couple of weeks, you seem to be a little frustrated with questions about, well, is it this individual or that individual in the rushing game? And you keep saying so it's multi-pronged, basically. So what are those prongs?
Well, when you... when you run any, I don't care what play you're running, you've got to identify, you know, the front, identify who's blocking who, you know, block the play properly and then long enough to sustain it so that the back can get through there. The back has to read the play properly, take the ball where it's designed to go based on whatever the defense is doing. And then the quarterback can also get us in or out of. There's a handful of plays that we, you know, go either way. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that have to go into that. And if one, the issue with a running game, and that's why it's so beautiful when it works and so painful when it doesn't, is if one of those things isn't right, you know, you can end up with a lot of runs and not a lot of yards, you know. And at the same time, if everybody's working well together and you're running the right stuff and reading it the right way and blocking them long enough and identifying the front properly, and you can run, you know, a lot of runs for a lot of yards. And so that's why I say, I mean, there's, you look at film every week as a coach and you say we were that block or that read or that adjustment away from that 2 yard run being 25, you know, but that also includes good defense too. So there's a lot of things that have to go right in this league, obviously, to have success on either side of the ball or in the kicking game, and the running game is just one example of that.
The one thing I think you got going for you against Philly is not a lot of people think you're going to go in there and win. And, I mean, your team seems to respond better. I mean, all from the beginning of the season, you know, when you started off 6-0, no one thought you were very good as you were. Do you think this is the type of team that responds better, you know, when people don't expect and it struggles again? You know, you lost to Washington and Oakland, maybe some teams that you should beat, it doesn't respond as well.
I don't know that. I think we're a resilient group. I think I've said it 100 times. We've got great leadership, which I still believe in. And we're, like I said, we're far from being dead now. We've got a lot to play for, and we still have put ourselves in position to qualify and do the things we want to do. I don't think that attitude or mindset is going to help us win the game. You know, well, this is a team nobody thinks we're going to beat, so we're probably going to beat them. I mean, it doesn't work that way. This is a very harsh league that if you don't play well enough against anybody, you are going to be in a dogfight or you're going to find yourself on the losing end. So we need to have a great week of preparation. It's one of the best teams in all of football, a great organization, and they're playing extremely well, and they're playing for a lot too. So, you know, we expect it to be a really difficult preparation, a difficult game. But, again, those are the kind of games you gotta win. If you think you're going to do much in January, you got to be able to play good teams on the road and play your best football and ultimately make the plays you need to make to win.
A couple more. Are you hopeful that Correll will be able to go this
week? Yes. Yes. I'm hopeful on both. Yep.
One more.
Josh, do you feel like your offense is making progress? If not, if it's regressing, how frustrating is that? At this point in the season, I'm sure you'd love to be playing your best football.
Yeah. Certainly, you can't say that we made progress yesterday. But I think that this game is funny that way, and that, you know, you might be a week away from progress. So we've got to do a lot of little things right, a lot of little things better. Like I said, got to have a good plan, and if you get it executed, then you see progress quickly. And that's the good thing about this, is you can have a really solid performance and say we're making progress, and it only takes one poor performance for you to say the exact opposite. And I think we, you know, everything we did yesterday wasn't bad, certainly in any phase, but really it's the critical plays where we need to make the most progress, you know, and those are the things that determine the outcome at this time of the year, and largely responsible for why we weren't more successful yesterday.